We're doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we're up to the mitzvah of having the four species, shaking the four species on the first day of Sukkot. We take a lulav, one esrog, one citron, three branches of a myrtle, of a hadas, and two of a arava, and we carry them. When we hold them the way that they grow. Meaning an esrog, when it starts growing, it grows with ukits on bottom and the pitum on top, like the little crown. And then as it gains in its weight, it flips upside down. So we hold the esrog right side up. Once you've held all four species right side up, you've fulfilled your obligation. It is customary to shake them in all four directions. Biblically, we only have to shake them on the first day of Sukkot, and at the Temple Mount, all 7 days. The rabbis instituted, we commemorate the temple, and we shake them all 7 days throughout Sukkot. This biblically was only done on the Temple Mount. We do it all over as commemoration of what was done on the temple, and on Shabbos, we do not do it. One has to have all four. On the first day, you have to own the ones you're shaking. On the other days, you may borrow the ones you're shaking. A child who already understands how to shake, he has a mitzvah of chinuch to learn how to do it. Men are obligated to do this mitzvah, and women are not obligated. It is a time-oriented mitzvah to say. Laila tov.